The Victory of Light Expo is one of the country's largest metaphysical conventions, providing opportunities for people of all ages to discover and explore a wide variety of topics from holistic health, the paranormal, mediumship, extraterrestrials, creativity, and spirituality. The 40th Victory of Light Expo, celebrating its 20th anniversary in 2012, is taking place on November 17th and 18th at the Sharonville Convention Center. And in the studio this evening to tell us more is Victory of Light Expo founder, executive director, and psychic medium, Victor Peruta.
Hi there, Robin.
Welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Yeah, nice to see you.
You've been producing this expo for 20 years. What do you attribute to the success and growth of this event since the first one in 1992?
I'm really not sure. You know, when I started this thing in 1992, who would have thought that it would have been going on 20 years later? But I think there's a higher force at work, possibly, bringing this about. But people really love the Victory of Light Expo. And I have a lot of people say that it's their very favorite thing to do all year. They wait for it twice a year, and they really enjoy it. It's a very uplifting and inspiring event to attend. It is appropriate for everyone. The show is very inclusive, and I think that people really like it because it allows them to explore topics that perhaps don't come up in the realm of regular day-to-day conversations with coworkers or friends. These conversations are about the mystical, about maybe their dream life or feelings and intuitions or premonitions they had. And that's what Victory of Light celebrates. And that's a big dimension of life that people are afraid to talk about, but I think they need to talk about it. And I think that everybody can relate to intuition and dreams and feelings and expanded human potential. And I think that's why Victory of Light's been so successful for 20 years.
Have you seen a shift? I'm sure you have, because you've been talking about popular programs like Long Island Medium.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Or well, the paranormal shows on television.
I just got a call this week. Well, how in the world can you do that? How can you be a medium? How can you be psychic? I've always believed, and this is what I've always promoted, is that that potential is within each and every one of us. And it happens every night when you're dreaming. Your intuition, your higher self, is speaking to you symbolically using the language of spirit, which is feelings, symbols, which have meaning and propel you to fulfill a deeper level of living that's more soul-satisfying. I think people get caught in a routine way of living where every day kind of moves into the next. And sure, that's fine, but there's another dimension all around us all the time that's always working with us. And by working with it, we can have a more effective life.
Do you think people are seeking spiritual connections more now than they used to? I know some church memberships are down, but that doesn't change the fact that people are spiritual beings.
There's a difference between religion and spirituality. And I think that's another thing people like about the Victory of Light Expo. We're not selling a set of beliefs. This isn't a church. This is just an exploration of the mystical, the holistic, the psychic, the paranormal. And due to the fascination with these topics on television today, and I think throughout time, people have been quite interested in that. There's always been folklore and legend and unexplained phenomena. And we all know there's another dimension to our lives. It's the spiritual dimension. I really think that most people have had a mystical experience. You know, that inner voice that perhaps saved them from getting to a car accident or guided them in the right direction. And there's a very high level of, I think it's like 80 or 90% of people out there have experienced after-death communications from loved ones who've passed on. So these sorts of things cause people to question, is this all there is? And if there isn't, what else is out there? And that's what Victory of Light provides. We celebrate that. We've got over 50 seminars on all these topics.
I was going to ask, how do we celebrate? Because it's just not one big meeting. I mean, this is an event that all kinds of things are going on.
We used to call Victory Light a psychic festival, and then we changed it to Expo, and we're moving into kind of an Expo conference festival. I don't really know what to call it, but it certainly is more than an Expo. This isn't just people listening to stodgy lectures. We have over 200 exhibitors of all sorts. People could get a psychic reading. for a holistic healing. You can get some acupuncture. You could experience that. You can have some Reiki or energy work done. You can talk to a psychic medium, and we will have at least 50 psychics from all over the country at Victory of Light. And it's a safe, positive environment. We have live music. We have face painting and henna tattoos for kids of all ages. And we have guided meditations, which are designed to facilitate a deeper experience of spirit for the people who attend. Every hour on the hour, 5 seminars begin. And so if you want to take a holistic healing track, you can do that the whole weekend. If you want to take a paranormal track, and if those are the areas of life that you're interested in, and of course, paranormal includes ghosts, hauntings, as well as strange creatures. I'm really excited to have Jody Cook this time, who is the Ohio Bigfoot expert. He's written 12 books on cryptozoology. And there's a lot of that in mythology. There's the Loveland Frogman, some of you may have heard of. And, of course, Bigfoot and other strange creature sightings. We've also got several paranormal teams, including Project Paranormal Investigations, my team. And we get an amazing amount of calls of people who experience haunted phenomena in their houses. Well, who are you going to call? You're going to call a psychic medium. So I get calls like that every week. And there are ways to get answers to those unexplained things that are going on in your house.
You've got a couple of special featured keynote mm-hmm. speakers. Andrew Harvey. Tell us a little bit about Andrew.
Well, we are celebrating our 20-year anniversary with a couple of special guest presenters. And Andrew Harvey is internationally known. He's a personal friend of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. He was born and reared in India. He is one of the youngest graduates of Oxford University. So he's a really smart guy. He's written dozens of books. He's a Rumi expert. He's an expert on Eastern religions. And we're bringing him into town so that he can talk about his personal experiences with enlightened masters of the Far East, including His Holiness the Dalai Lama and other gurus that he knows from his many years in India. He's also doing a presentation with Dr. Linda Bender on sacred animals, animals and spirituality. And I think people are starting to realize that you can connect with your animals on a deeper level. They're not just animals. They've got spiritual dimensions themselves.
And you do have several workshops that are about animal communications.
Absolutely. And we have several people who specialize in animal psychic readings. So you can bring a photo of your pet and get a reading about your pet. And I think it's quite illuminating to hear a little bit of insight about what your animal thinks about you. They tend to know way more than we give them credit for. They tend to know everything.
The Tibetan monks, because we do have a GSL monastery here in Cincinnati, and will they be at the event this November?
Yes, indeed. One of the most popular aspects of Victory of Light is the Tibetan Buddhist healing ceremony that takes place at 11 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday, November 17th and 18th. And the Tibetan monks are doing a healing ritual. And I've spoken to people who, they were about to go get surgery on their something serious, and they've gone to some of these healing sessions with the monks, and their health was completely restored. There's a spiritual reason for illness. Something's not right within the spirit, within the heart, within your feelings on a deeper level that you may not be aware of. And through prayer, and the Buddhist monks, of course, are experts at that, you can experience something quite profound.
I've been speaking with Victor Peruta, Cincinnati's favorite psychic and the founder of the Victory of Light Expo. Thanks so much for coming back. Congratulations on your 20th anniversary.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
The 40th Victory of Light Expo will take place Saturday and Sunday, November 17th and 18th at the Sharonville Convention Center. Parking is free, and there's plenty of it. But if you'd like more details about all the seminars, read details on each of the workshops, see a list of all the vendors, you can visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.